This activation has touched her life. It is touching yours and mine. It is touching those in the Trump administration. It is this activation touching politicians and oligarchs, corporations, climate, finances. You get the idea. It's all connected. And in every instance, there are many probabilities. This activation, this time, what is it, 6-7 weeks until the equinox? It's a time of passion, friction that causes change, and the adjustment necessary to rebalance and regroup. There is movement and action. And the need to channel this energy constructively for new insights, motivation, and productivity. Right now, on the global stage, we have the issue of this wall, quote unquote. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And it can be so easy to jump in on the emotional discontent. How stupid, how ignorant, how senseless. An opportunity to reinforce the emotion you feel about our current president. And yet, dropping deeper and expanding further out on the issue of borders and the wall, magnified separation. What I attune to, the level I attune to, is how many things are reflecting how powerfully unity consciousness is anchoring in our world. The issue of the wall is present in this now and magnified because of how powerfully unity consciousness is anchoring. To get this is to understand energy and the nature of the vibrational world, which is always about balance. A glance at the 2020 presidential race, women and people of color are stepping up and want to take that mantle. God bless them. Kristen Gillibrand, Tulsi Gabbard, Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, Marianne Williamson. There's a Hispanic Julian Castro. There's an Asian Andrew Yang. Sorry, the energy's like woo. But you can see the relationship between this and how our culture has been evolving to include more people of color in leading roles and female superheroes and men and women superheroes. So there was this rat study done a few years back where black lab rats and white lab rats were exclusively raised with their own kind. The black rats would not, for instance, save a white rat when it was in trouble. But when the rats were raised together, black and white, mixed groups, all nursing off the same rat mom, they grew up together. And then they would save those of different race or fur color. So it's not genetics. It's who you're raised with. And the same goes for humans. We're all mammals, after all. And we've been very conditioned to separation. So the more that we see in our media, in our schools, and in our institutions, the cop on the beat, etc., the more that we see diversity that is our culture, that is our society, that is the fundamental strength of America, and the more and more accepting of a diversity we become, especially the older white people that grew up in a highly segregated society, and therefore they're carrying some of those old white rat things. See this, oh gosh. This is a magical, magical place to be and time to be human. there is a great unification underway, and it takes time. In fact, time doesn't exist except in the lower dimensions, third dimensional Earth. Now that I've told you Gaia is the fifth dimension, so I don't want to, in the third dimensional timeline, that's the only place time exists. And so from a higher realms perspective, everything is happening simultaneously, and we're evolving and we're moving right along. It's so important that we see that and lean into that with our energy and trust the greater process without attachment and emotional distortion. Barack Obama was a significant step forward for humanity. And now we get to witness the virulent backlash that created with Donald Trump. Black rats, white mice. This is all part of our destiny. And we have the power and the wisdom to remain conscious in the necessary adjustments in our own lives, beliefs, attitudes, judgments, fears, and projections to a new state of balance and relationship with all that is, including one another. What is it in the Constitution? To form a more perfect union? A more perfect union? Don't you just hear that in such a different way now that you're conscious and awake and you live in your heart? Clearly, our unions in regard of one another over our history have been anything but perfect. And this healing will take a majority of us, those of us who care, doing a great deal of work on both a physical level and a magical level. In each moment, aggravated energy is pushing us either toward conflict or breakthrough and new insights and new solutions. And one way to know if you are on the path with the brightest light, because again, you have many probable paths you could be walking at any given moment, and none of them are better or worse or right or wrong, but the one with the most light and the strongest connection to your future aspect and mastery will be inspiring to you every freaking day. Period. You may be exhausted and you may feel not at all certain where life has taken you, but there is a joy, a sense of gratitude and surrender every day to the ongoing details. Waking up is the recognition that the eternal now is all that you have.